Chris Hine, beat reporter for the Blackhawks, writes at the Chicago Tribune, joins us now. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on. Interesting, like the Blackhawks, not like they're in any sort of real trouble by any stretch, but injuries to Duncan Keith, them with a kind of unforeseen offensive dry spell, suddenly have them early in the season on the outside looking in what has become the toughest division in hockey.
Yeah, it could be worse, actually. You know, they had that little stretch there when Keith first went out where they beat the Lightning and the Ducks 1-0. So all things considered, actually could be worse for them right now. But they're in a position right now where they're still trying to figure things out with some new personnel that they have, some young guys that they're bringing up. They've given just about everyone who was close to taking a roster in training camp kind of an extended look here over the last couple of weeks. Nobody's really kind of stuck yet. You know, today they brought up Marco Dano, who was one of the centerpieces of the Brandon Saad trade, and we'll see how he's gonna mesh. And obviously the big news involved with that was that they sent Brian Bickle down to Rockford, you know, a guy who just a few years ago signed a 4-year, $16 million deal. And it's gotten to the point now where, you know, they placed him on waivers a few weeks ago, and now they demote him to Rockford. So it's been an interesting year. They still quite don't know who's going to fit with whom there and who's going to stick around for the long haul. It's still very much a feeling out process, you know, a month into the season.
Bickle, dressed in 7 games, has no points and -3. Was he as ineffective as his stat line shows?
Yeah, I mean, when they signed him to that deal, you thought he's a big-bodied guy who's going to get in front of the net, who's going to make things happen, deflect in a couple goals, you know, screen the goalie, do all those things that a big-bodied forward should do, and he just wasn't doing it with the consistency the Blackhawks would like. You know, he was bothered by some symptoms of vertigo last season in the playoffs, but he's insisted that he's fine so far this season, and Joel Quenneville today said that, you know, his health had nothing to do with this, that Bickle was fine. So it's really kind of strange how he's fallen off in such a short amount of time.
Now, not only is Bickle down, Keith is down, also Marian Hossa out of the lineup as the Kings play the Blackhawks tonight. And you mentioned Marco Dano will come in. This was a guy when he was acquired from Columbus, a lot of people felt like, wow, this could be a steal in that trade for the Blackhawks. And Dano was, I read some of your stuff online where Dano was very honest in his own assessment saying, hey, I just didn't play well enough in training camp.
Yeah, and I think everybody just assumed going into training camp that Marco Dano was going to be on the roster, you know, given the way he finished the regular season for the Blue Jackets last season. You know, he looked like he belonged in the NHL, but, you know, he said, and the Hawks have said, that he had trouble adjusting to the system, which, you know, happens a lot with the Blackhawks, as I've come to find out in my short time on the beat, that their style of play and the way they play, it takes a while for some guys to latch on to it. You know, Antoine Vermette famously last year, it really didn't click for him until the playoffs rolled around. So he struggled with that in training camp, even though he did look good in spurts. Overall, he didn't have the kind of camp in the preseason he thought, you know, he and the Hawks thought he should have. So they sent him down to Rockford. They wanted to make sure that he was playing every night. As he said, he got to play on, you know, special teams, and he just got accustomed to the system. And, you know, it was kind of strange when they're calling up all these different guys like, Tanner Caro and Vincent Hinostroza. Kyle Bond made the roster out of training camp. So they were giving everybody else a shot except for Marco Dano, it seems. But now today or tonight, you know, he will be in the lineup.
Chris Hine joins us from the Chicago Tribune. One player who hasn't had a hard time, at least stats-wise, adjusting to the Hawks system has been forward Artemi Panarin, who has 2 goals, 10 points in 11 games, playing 18.5 minutes. Chris, he is, you know, he's looked outstanding, at least from afar. I've only ever watched one Hawks game, but the game I watched, man, he was impressive.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, if you watch tonight's game, this will be the first time, at least to start the game, that he's not going to be skating on their second line with Artem Anisimov and Patrick Kane. You know, it seemed like those three had instant chemistry, you know, right when Quenneville put them together in training camp. Tonight, Panarin is going to be skating with Jonathan Toews on the top line and I believe Ryan Garbutt on the right wing. So it's going to be interesting. What's interesting about that is that Panarin speaks very little English, And, you know, having Anisimov on the second line, a fellow Russian, kind of, you know, might have helped the transition for him. But now he's skating on a line where nobody's speaking Russian on the ice. So that's something to kind of keep in the back of your mind if you watch tonight's game. How is he going to fare? You know, how is the communication going to be between him and Taze and him and Garbutt on that line tonight? But overall, he's looked, you know, he looked kind of like a bargain for the Hawks at what they signed him for the next 2 years out of the KHL, because he is dynamic with the puck. He makes things happen. He's got a great shot, and he's been a nice addition to this team so far this season, and a big reason why they're, you know, at least keeping afloat in the early part of the season.
Tara Vinen, only 3 points in 10 games. What's been his struggle?
Tara Vinen, it's been, I think part of it has been him. He's been moving around a lot. You know, he's versatile. He can play either wing and he can be a center, but they've been trying him at all those different spots, and I don't think he's quite gotten comfortable enough in each of those spots. You know, he's still, this is his first full NHL season, so everybody's expecting big things from him. But I still think there's an element that he needs to get comfortable at this level and get comfortable at a position, get comfortable playing with, you know, regular line mates. And that hasn't happened. Quenneville's been kind of mixing and matching him all over the place with different guys. And he's getting that spot alongside Anisimov and Kane tonight to see if he can get jump-started in his scoring again. I think it's just a matter of him needing to find a place where he's going to play on a night-in and night-out basis, let him adjust to that and get used to that.
Chris Hein, beat reporter for the Chicago Blackhawks, joins us. Blackhawks currently sitting in sixth place in the ultra-competitive Central Division. They got 12 points, but they're 3 back of the fifth-place Jets, and then 4 behind both Nashville and the Wild. They got the Kings in town. They got injuries. What's Marian Hossa? What's the prognosis? How long is he, you know, is he day-to-day? How long are they expecting him out?
They're not expecting him out very long. They've said it's day-to-day. However, we haven't seen Hossa either of the last two games. If you want to take the Hawks at their word, you know, it shouldn't be a long-term thing. But when you've already got Duncan Keith out, missing Marian Hossa, you know, one of the best, you know, whole-rink players in the league, it's a big loss. And no matter how long of time he's going to be out. Like I said, the Hawks say it's not a serious thing. Quenneville said it's day-to-day. You know, they were going to try him out this morning, see how he felt. You know, but we'll see if he's back by the end of the week. They do have 4 games in 7 days here. If he's not back at least for one of them, I'd be concerned.
Trevor Daley, you know, there's so many new faces in Chicago as I go through the list. You know, you got Daley and,
absolutely,
you know, how much Ryan Garbutt, how much of the new faces have been part of the, I guess, slow start for the Chicago Blackhawks?
I think that's part of it, too. You know, Daley, again, I go back to new guys needing to learn the system. Daley admitted early in the season that he was having trouble adjusting to the system and doing things the way the Blackhawks wanted him to do. I think he's actually gotten better over the last couple of weeks. You know, the defense really had some strong moments in those games against Tampa Bay and Anaheim, and you know, obviously he was a big part of that. It really is a question of new guys just trying to mesh together. Doug Quenneville, you know, has always resisted the urge over the last month to compare this to 2010 after they gutted their roster following their first Stanley Cup win. But as we've seen these last couple of weeks, it's starting to look more and more like that process of trying to incorporate these young players and new additions that you have into a cohesive unit, and it's taking some time right now, whether it's a veteran like Trevor Daley or it's some of the new guys that they have coming up from Rockford. It's an across the board tough effort to get this team to play like a team.
They've lost, you know, Patrick Sharp. I don't think his contributions can be undersold, you know, just how much they've
right.
missed him. Now you throw in Marian Hossa and Duncan Keith, and when you have, you know, and that's 3 of their top 7 guys, we would say, now out. You know, Sharp obviously gone. Keith's only played 6 games. Even the good teams, like when I start to look at the depth of the Blackhawks, and you mentioned, you know, Garbutt on the top line. No offense to Ryan Garbutt, but he's not a top-line player, right?
Right, and ideally he would not be there. I think in that role, obviously you'd have Hossa on that top line on the right wing there. I think ideally what they'd like to have is, I think they would like to have Tara Vinen on that role. That's okay. Where he started the season. It wasn't quite working out. I think that's where they want him eventually. Or if Dano can stick. When Dano played well in training camp, it was on that top line with Toews and Hossa. He had some really nice moments in training camp on that top line. So it's a matter of obviously getting Hossa back. Garbutt actually has fit in fairly well, and that's why you see him on the top line right now. He's been one of their best players if you look at the advanced stats over the last couple of games. You know, but as you said, when Ryan Garbutt on the Blackhawks, when Ryan Garbutt is the one who's playing the best hockey, that tends to be a problem for the team as a whole.
Yeah, I would think so. So you mentioned Garbutt on the first line. Who's going to play with Anisimov and Kane tonight? Tara Vinen?
That's Tara Vinen okay. tonight, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see how the Hawks do. The crazy part about that division, if all of a sudden they get into a little bit of a rut, it's going to be a lot harder to climb out of just because there's so many other good teams this year.
And they're aware of that. We've been asking them about that the last couple of days. They know how tough the Central is this season. You know, if you just look at how the divisions break down now, yeah, the Central might get five teams out of that division going into the playoffs. They could get the two wild card slots, but it seems like there's six teams that have a legitimate shot of making the playoffs. So somebody's going to be the odd man out. And you know, right now, given the injuries, given the chemistry issues that they have incorporating everybody, the Blackhawks, you know, they could be that odd man out if they don't wake up soon.
Appreciate your time, Chris. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. No problem.